Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, my name's Tesla. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the line ready for transfer. His name is Francis Fallerieu,
Follow
and
me.
it's spelled Fallerieu.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Francis.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
It's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for yourself or for a loved one?
I was diagnosed, and one of my girls was diagnosed too.
You were diagnosed as well as one of.
My daughter was too.
Oh, wow. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed on I think it was August 2022, the 7th of August 2022.
Okay. And do you know the specific subtype? Was it a B-cell lymphoma, a T-cell lymphoma?
It's a diffuse large B cell lymphoma. B cell.
B-cell. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or was it for work?
It is in my backyard and in my garden.
Okay, and then can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
170 Walton Street, Walton, Walton Street, Ozark, Alabama, 36360.
Thank you. And is this your current home address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 61 plus, going 62.
62. Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
I sprayed Roundup from April 2011 to July 2022.
So about 10 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am. I stayed 3 or 4 times a month.
3 or 4 times a month.
During summer months, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on right now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No, man.
All right. And then I have your first name spelled Francis. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And for your last name, was it Falereu?
Falereu.
EIU?
No. F like for football. A like for apple. L like you lost something. E like for eel. R like for roof. And U. Falereu.
Okay.
Falereu.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm male.
Okay. Are you married?
I used to be. My wife passed away in a couple of years ago.
Oh, I'm so
Three
sorry to
to
hear
be
that.
exact. Yes.
Oh. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
The 9/09/1661, 16th of September 1961.
Thank you. And your social?
417-335196.
Right. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I was checking on the internet.
You saw it online?
Yes, ma'am.
Was that recent? Did you see that this year? Was it last year?
I saw it last year.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'11", 152.
152. And what is your email address?
FalereuFrancis@gmail.com.
That was the number 16.
Ma'am,
The number was
what did you
1616.
say? Which number?
For your email?
No, it's FalereuFrancis@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. And then what is your cell phone number?
334-733-0634.
Thank you. And then you said you were spraying Roundup. It was 4 times a month.
Yeah, ma'am, 3 or 4 times a month, yes, ma'am.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
I used it for about over 10 years before I was diagnosed. I didn't know.
Okay. Okay, and then you said you started, it was April of 2011 and then stopped July of 2022.
Yes, ma'am, when I find out about it.
And did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
I didn't know. I use gloves.
Okay, that's okay. I'll put down gloves. And if you had to just estimate the amount of times you sprayed Roundup throughout your lifetime, what number would you say? It could be over 20, over 50, over 100.
How long have I spent? Well, you know, I spent 3, 4 times a month for over 10 years. I would say over 50, 60 times, I know.
Over 60 times.
Yes.
And do you get your water from a well?
No, ma'am, I get my water from the county that we stay at.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No, ma'am.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
It was concentrate.
Where were you purchasing it from?
From the CVS pharmacy.
CVS. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles, anything like that?
Yeah, I think I throw away the bottles, but I look.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
I used to.
How long would you say you smoked for?
Going to take about 4 or 5 years.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I own my own details. I own my own self detail shop with detail cars.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what is your current job title?
Like I told you, what would I call it? I do detailing on car, a detailed car.
Okay. And then for the employer address, do you have a specific address for that shop or is it your home address?
Yes, I have is 147 Walton Street, Ozark, Alabama, 36360.
Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Well, I stayed at the hospital for 10 days after my operation.
Okay. So you would.
In, yes, I was hospitalized for 10 days
Oh, wow.
for treatment.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am. My kids, sir, I got one in the Army and one in the Navy.
Oh, wow. Well, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No, ma'am.
Right. And then other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am. I can get the hospital to release it.
Okay, what is that hospital's name?
Flowers Hospital, 4370 West Main Street, Dothan, Alabama, 36305.
Thank you. And do you remember your physician's name?
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Gerard Atkinson.
Right. And when was the last time you were treated?
Last time I was treated, treated for what?
Treated
When did
for
I have my?
I'm sorry?
You say when the last time I was treated?
Yes, for the non-Hodgkin's.
I think it was July 2023.
Okay, and how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
It's just a day by day thing, baby. I have faith in God. That's all.
No.
It affects me a whole lot. Sometimes I have chest pain. I have trouble breathing. Sometimes I be sleeping at night. I just have sweat. Sometimes I don't know. I eat. I do everything, but then I can, I just lose weight, My weight before fluctuates,
Right. And would you say some mental and physical hardships as well?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can. It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Just have to have faith, man. Believe in God. That's all that keeps me going. I have
No.
faith in the good Lord.
Well, I hope everything gets easier for you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you. And as far as your treatment, did you receive any,
Yes,
was
ma'am.
it chemotherapy, radiation?
Yes, ma'am. You see, I had surgery and chemotherapy, and then they gave me the pain medication, what they call it, the morphine patch, so that can reduce my pain.
Okay. Oh, wow. And then we do request an
And then
emerge. Oh, go ahead.
Ma'am? No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'll give you 334-370-3504. That's my daughter.
Oh, does she live with you?
No, ma'am. She used to stay here, but she don't no more. She live in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. What is her first and last name?
Tia, TIA, Falru, FALERU.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Ma'am,
Have you used
have I used
DocuSign?
DocuFine?
DocuSign, yes, where you sign electronically on your phone.
I try. If you guide me, I can.
Okay, then I just sent over some documents. You should have received it as a text message and to your email.
Yes, I've seen it.
Okay, so you can go ahead and open that up.
Now, how do I open it up? I go to messages,
Yes.
or I go to, where do I go?
On your
Messages,
messages.
or go to messages?
Yeah, your text messages, and then you should have
Yes.
received a text right now.
The text is, my son, Afidi from Math taught Patrick wants to send you a DocuSign envelope. That's
Yeah,
the one?
correct.
Mash on that.
Yes.
All right. And what do I do?
Do you see a continue button?
You know what? Let me see this lady home. Because she's smart more than I am, my next door neighbor. I don't want to mess up. Oh, can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Hello? Oh, here she is. That's my. Good morning, neighbor. Good afternoon, neighbor. Okay, I want to sign a document. She said, "Our, yeah, this is my neighbor." Say hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to sign my document.
So he needs to click on this link right here to sign.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm trying to get it up.
Hold on, no, get it.
Okay. He can sign with his finger, right? Or just full
Yes.
sign? Okay, just sign.
With my finger?
Yeah, put your finger. Well, how come it don't come up?
The signature box?
Okay.
Yeah.
If you press
It
on the
says
yellow
please
box,
sign.
yes.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, okay. So you have to start the process. Okay. All right. Now, here we go. You get it. You see it. Okay. Hold on.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah. Adopt and sign. Okay. Okay, he's done.
Okay, let me make sure
Hello?
I rest. Yes.
You got it?
Yes, I did. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, and then I'm also going to send you another text just for you to keep my direct line. So that'll be my phone number and the attorney's number.
Okay.
Just in case, if you have any questions at all, you can let me know. And the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify some information and tell you the next steps.
Okay. And thank you, baby. May God bless you.
Of course. Thank you so much. And I know you had mentioned your daughter was diagnosed as well. Did she want to file a claim too?
Yes, ma'am. I'll talk to her today. Yes, ma'am. Once you send me your number, I'll get in touch with her.
Okay. All right. Then I just sent you that text. You can give her my number. It's the 949 area code, the one I texted you from.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I see. This is my thing. We just spoke about it, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I
Yes.
see you.
Okay, perfect. Did you
Okay.
have any other questions at all?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, then thank you so much for your time. I hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
Okay,
And
thank
God
you.
bless.
Thank you. You too.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.